Well, hello everybody. This is the meeting for Wednesday, June 25th. We're going to talk about suggestions for the TDC Connected website, which we released a little over 2 years ago, April, at our TDC convention in Las Vegas. Obviously, looking forward to seeing you guys all again at the meeting in Las Vegas in October. But we created that website as an information portal for all of you guys to take advantage of, and there's all kinds of great stuff on there: meeting recordings, schematics, repair instructions. There's a handpiece outlet center, resources, and update page. And I think we've had a lot of good response from you guys on it. We made some initial tweaks right away based off some information that you guys shared in experimenting with and viewing the site, kind of like day one. Even some of the suggestions I even got right after we released it still in Vegas at the convention. But now we've had 2 years to really kind of work with the thing on a monthly basis. I know that we've updated it with a few more schematics. We've updated it with a few more resources. Obviously, I update it every month with this call, this TDC Connected meeting that we're all participating in now. But other than that, really haven't done anything to it, changing it, improving it, upgrading it, adding stuff. So I just wanted to take some time today to really talk to you guys and take in all your suggestions. I've got some suggestions that I've been writing down when talking to people about it and asking them for recommendations over the last month or so. So I've got some things to share with you, but obviously this is going to be a heavy participation meeting in that I really want you guys to kind of join in and brainstorm and just throw stuff out there that you think you'd like to see on the site that isn't there now. Just to give you a quick rundown, as always, of the features that you guys can do, and that is to unmute your line. Right now, all of your lines are muted, so we don't hear that background noise, people driving, people's air compressors going off in the background, whatever. So to unmute your line, please hit star 6. That'll allow you to join into the conversation, make your suggestions, recommendations, talk to some of the other folks on the line. And then when you're done with those thoughts and comments, please hit star 6 one more time. That'll mute your line so we don't hear that background noise, and then hit star 6 again to talk. Just a quick note on that, because I notice this happens all the time to people. You'll hit star 6 and boom, start talking. For whatever reason, once you hit star 6, it takes about 1 or 2 seconds for your line to actually unmute. And I never want to cut you guys off during thought, so I don't say anything and no one else joins in and says anything to you. But just so you know, hit star 6 and then probably count to about 2, and then start joining in. So I'll start with some of the suggestions that we've received so far. And like I said, if I'm going through one of these subjects, please hit star 6 and just jump in. This is going to be one of those conversations where I just don't want to sit here and kind of lecture to you the whole time. Just if I'm going through a subject and you feel you want to kind of add into that subject, just jump in, interrupt me. I'll kind of stop my thought. We'll hear your thoughts and then continue on. So the first suggestion that I had actually came from Bud when speaking with him and some of the conversations he's had with you guys, and that is kind of a vast schematics update. What we have here is a lot of schematics that we've been able to acquire from the different manufacturers, whether it's Kevo or W&H or Midwest and even some other folks. And we have a repair diagram and manual that we feel is pretty good, but these schematics help a lot of you guys out. So updating the schematics page is something that we're definitely going to do. Bud's going to head that project of scanning them into the computer and then getting them the associated parts onto the schematics and then downloaded to the TDC Connected website. So that was a suggestion that Bud's heard, and so he's going to be kind of taking the bull by the horns on that and getting those updated. If there's any schematic that you really want to see more than any other, he may be doing it randomly, so just call him and ask him for certain ones to get updated to the site. So that he can prioritize those over just random ones that he was going to get in anyway.
David?
Yes.
I'm right now on that page on the schematic. The first one that you have is cable, then you have WH, ADEX, STAR, and so forth. When you go to NSK, which is right in the middle of the bottom row, that is not on. Is that something that is going to be updated? If you click on NSK, nothing happens.
And there's a reason for that, Alex, and that's a great question, and I was hoping that you guys would actually jump on the site, you know, hopefully last night or today or just experience that you've had recently. The reason is, Alex, we don't have an NSK schematic downloaded, not even one. If there was even one, you know, we would make that page active.
Okay.
So, although we've already made the Midwest and Layers pages active, and that's the same scenario. So, yeah, we just don't have one for it. Yeah, we do have NSK schematics, so that's not an issue. We will get some updated to that, especially if there's ones that you want to see. But good point, Alex, but that page isn't active yet. We just simply haven't downloaded a single schematic to that page yet.
Cool. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, no problem, but thanks. Bud, were there any schematics just right off the top of your head you could think of that were prioritized that you're going to be getting onto the site?
Not really prioritized. I think the first ones are the most questions I have are in regards to cable products. So basically your cable line, 181Ks, 181Ps, the 2300 series, and cable heads were the kind of the first priorities unless somebody else has any input or anything that they prefer.
Okay. Well, that's definitely a good start. I know we have the 2307LN on the schematics page, but I don't think we have the heads or the K or the P, so that's obviously a good start. And when are you going to try and do this? Is there a set time or do you have a schedule in mind that you're going to try and make available to where you get these schematics updated?
I'm hoping to get a few of them online by the middle of next week probably.
Okay, and that's with the updated
and
parts.
And we'll kind of get it. Yeah, we'll get all the parts updated with our part numbers on them, and there should start a flow.
Okay, perfect. So guys, Bud's going to be heading that project up. So please, just when you have suggestions, mention those to him or email him with those so he can prioritize them and get the ones that you guys really want up and on the site. Another item that somebody wanted. Yeah.
Just a quick request.
Dave.
Before we leave that topic, when Bud does update these schematics, could you just send out an email kind of giving us a heads up that it's there?
Absolutely, Dave. Without a doubt.
I can send out that same kind of
e-blast that you guys get about this meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, just say, oh, you know, here are some schematics that have been updated. Boom. And then we would know, rather than having us go check the page every couple of days, this might make it easier.
Absolutely, Dave. And I just wrote that in to make sure that that gets done with those updates. All right. Thanks, Dave. The second suggestion that I had from a couple of people was some sort of a page that was like the special of the month. Now what we get here, we get calls here from vendors wanting us to, you know, relieve their overstock of items at a considerable saving. Sometimes it's 20, 25, 30% off of normal pricing. Typically it's obscure items that we haven't expressed interest in. I'll give you an example. It'll be like a 40405A bearing, but instead of having the standard polyimide cage, it'll have like the old silver-coated cage, and that might be some stock that one of the vendors is trying to move just because, you know, it's not a normal standard item. So what I've considered is taking on some of that stock and offering it to you guys at that savings. So it might be tweaked a little bit from what we normally carry and what we normally use, but it might be something that you guys are interested in because it's obviously a good quality tested product. It just differs slightly from what we currently carry on the shelf. We also receive calls from vendors like Sable who want to move, you know, calls me all the time and he wants to move motors, he wants to move contrangles, he wants to move heads. So I talked to him about offering you guys a special of the month with some discounted pricing over his normal standard price, and he said absolutely. He's 100% on board with that. So he's supposed to get that information to me in the next couple of days. So that'll probably be the first quote-unquote special of the month page edition that we're going to make. So that's something that we're already absolutely going to do. And we should have that information from him shortly so that by the sometime next week that can actually be a page addition to the TDC Connected site. So I thought that was pretty cool. I know that, Tim at Pro Repairs is also calling me on similar things like that, his high-tech repair service, and wanting us to promote that to you guys as well. So there's some opportunity for us to kind of, you know, arm wrestle them and get them to drop some pricing and tell them what we're doing, what we're trying to offer you guys that'll save you guys money, and you can either save the doc money or just realize a little bit more profit on your end. So that's something that we're for sure going to do. Another suggestion, I think this one was from Harvey Fox in Pennsylvania. He's not with us today. He's out of the country, but he did email me. He wanted us to talk about this briefly, and then he'll listen to our recording later. But he wanted all the marketing materials that we use on a page, and that includes two things. A, the marketing materials that we currently offer, which are the sharpening, the price flyer, the postcards, not necessarily the business cards and letterhead. You didn't mention that. You guys all know what that is. And then B, probably the thing that you guys would be a little bit more interested in viewing would be items that you guys use, i.e. a letter of recommendation. A lot of people call up and they say, I want to create a letter of recommendation. How do I do it, et cetera, et cetera. Let me see examples. So posting examples of letters of recommendation, posting examples of, you know, the magnet cards, posting and contact information on where to get those and pricing. The same thing with that flashlight that Harvey Fox talked about and its success back a while ago. Pens, pencils, notepads. Basically a page for all those marketing materials. A, the standard ones that we offer, and then B, all the different ones that you guys have used in your own area and with the contacts that you've made with some of these marketing companies and what they offer. In addition, one of the things that I was thinking of, and it was a meeting that we all had, was regarding the rewards card samples. Alex sent us his rewards card sample, and then we talked about it, and then we spoke about where he gets them made and the pricing, et cetera. Also, Tony Davis in Louisville came up with his own kind of version of that rewards card, which he said is working well. So we've got samples from Alex and Tony on that, as well as samples of the other items. But anything that's put on that page that you guys don't see that you think I should add, you can simply email me picture of the item and then kind of what your success rate is or how you might promote that item and some pricing, and I'll add that to the page. Does anybody have anything to add there before I move on to the next subject? I'll give you guys a couple seconds here. Okay, another suggestion we had was for specific ads. And that is, what I mean by that is, and it's something that Scott Marks is doing up in Michigan, and that is he has created flyers. He and I got together and put some graphics in it, some verbiage, and worked together on creating some flyers that are handpiece specific. So you'll have a stack of these handpiece flyers, refurbished handpiece flyers, to stick into a package with an invoice for a doctor that has, let's say, Kavo. So you'll put your Kavo refurbished flyer insert in with those hand pieces, basically promoting that you sell Kavo refurbished hand pieces. And I think in speaking with Scott, he's had some mild success with that, but more than anything, it's really putting into the minds of your dentists and the staff there that when they need to purchase new or used hand pieces, you're their guy. Because you're sitting there, every time they get an invoice, they get a one-sheet paper from you promoting these refurbished hand pieces. And you can even say new, too, because there are occasions, especially with the Shine Outlet Center, that we can access the new Kavo hand pieces. Not all of them, but we have access to some. So as far as that goes, posting those specific ads that both Scott and I created, and he created another one kind of with him, a printer that he's got there locally that came out pretty nice. So posting those ads and then kind of explaining how Scott's used them, some of the results he's had, and then you guys can determine for yourself whether you want to print them up, just change the phone number to your phone number and start putting these inserts into the specific handpiece repair packages that you send back to the doctor. It's a really good idea, and then you do it, and it's handpiece specific. So if you have a doctor that uses all Midwest Traditions, you throw the Midwest Flyer in there. If you have a doctor that uses all Stars, you throw the Star Flyer in there, et cetera, et cetera. And it's also a good idea to promote to these docs that you have access to all the slow speed stuff. My own doctor, who I had been doing business with at the time for probably 5 years, all of a sudden, I noticed they had some new slow-speed Midwest handpieces. And I asked her, basically why she didn't buy them through me, and she said, well, I didn't know that you even sold them. And I was kind of bummed because I had told her several times, but, it just didn't connect. Whereas if she was getting a flyer from me every time I returned one of her Midwest Tradition handpieces, she probably would have just known that I did. So maybe that was my bad for not doing something like that, instead just telling one or two of the girls verbally that if they ever needed anything, I could provide it. Anything on that, guys? I've got two more here, and then we can open the floor. The next one I had was new and existing tooling section. I think Don Billings has really been on me about any new tooling, and he kind of gets upset at me if he finds out that there's new tooling that I hadn't informed him about previous to him breaking a back cap or doing something like that. So I apologize to him on that. We did at one time take a picture of all of our tools, create a PDF folder, and then post it to the TDC Connected site, and you'll find that in the updates section. This was done in 2012, so we have a PDF file with pictures and descriptions and part numbers of all of our tooling back then. Obviously, there has been more tooling that's come available in the last year and a half, and so we're going to update that accordingly. But if you haven't done it yet, if you haven't checked it out, go to the updates page. It's the first file on there. It's a tooling list, and it's actually a physical picture of the tool, a description, and a part number, and it might be something, especially for some of you older franchise owners, and by older I just mean maybe 5 to 7 years as a Dentist Choice owner. There's probably several tools on there that we include now in our original tooling kit, but that you may not have in your tooling kit because the tool just simply didn't exist, back in 2007, 2008 when you joined. So take a look at that, and then also take a look for a new and existing tooling section to be added. And then last, this is just kind of a pet peeve that people have mentioned to me when trying to listen to the meeting recordings, which, by the way, this was a suggestion by Don Consul up in Minnesota, and that was a couple of years ago. He recommended that not only would he like to be able to listen online to the meeting recordings, he was hoping I could create a link to where he could download the meeting to his computer and then listen to it as his convenience. And we did add that feature. So if you go to the meeting recordings page, which, by the way, we have over 20 recorded meetings on that page right now. So we have actually more than that. We have over 2 years of these TDC Connected meetings recorded. So every meeting that you may or may have missed or just wanted to rehash on is on there with a description under the recording player. But anyway, if you right-click on that subject line, you can actually save the file to your computer, which is cool. But the pet peeve was, so thank Don Consul for that suggestion. We went through and did that, and so that's been an option that you guys can take advantage of for a while. But what these record players do, or recording players do, is they try and load every single recording that's on there at one time. So if you want to listen to, let's say, meeting 18, you've got to sit there and wait for meeting 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way through 17 to load before 18 loads and you can listen to it. Now, this may take several, 5-10 minutes for all of these things to load up before the recording that you want to listen to loads up. So what we're going to do is we're going to break up the meeting recordings page into years. So I'll do it when we started, 2012, then I'll have a 2013 page and then a 2014 page. Next year we'll add a 2015 page. And that means at the very most you're going to have 12 or 11 recordings trying to load up rather than all 22 of them or 24 of them at one time. So that was just kind of a pet peeve issue where the darn things just took forever to load because we have so many on there now, which it's great that we have so many on there and we have all these great recordings of you guys and all of your contributions, but that was a little annoying, I must admit. So I just went through 4, 5, 6, 7 suggestions that you guys have mentioned to me over the past several months that I've kind of written down and wanted to, you know, broach the subject to you all about and update our site and kind of improve it. So I'm going to open the floor now, and you guys can just join in and talk about either what we spoke about or suggestions that you have for other items.
David?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to second the all the suggestions. Everything that was mentioned at one time great idea. Just to get it organized in a way that you know where to go and you can duplicate the suggestion on a recommendation letters, that's always great. So everything that you mentioned, I greatly appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you guys are using it. I think I mentioned in the email I sent out to you, I ran a report on it, and it's getting over 300 hits a month from you guys. So, I mean, that's not a huge amount, but it does mean that it's being used and it's being utilized, and so I'm glad for that for sure.
Dave?
Yes?
This is Norm.
Hey, Norm.
Hey, I was just wondering, Bud probably can give you more information, but anybody else out there has been having trouble with these cable knockoff handpieces. I have one dentist that bought probably about 6 of them for $40 a piece, and they're really configured different than a cable. And
I
they
believe
show the whole label and everything as if they were made in Germany.
Right. Now, I know what you're talking about. Obviously, those were made in China, where they don't give a darn about copyright laws. And so they have copied the Kavo, or they call one of their handpieces a Kavo 636.
Yeah.
As a quote-unquote copy of the Kavo 636 handpiece. And they've been releasing that. And not only is it's got that internal generator, but it's kind of a chintzy handpiece, as you know. So what some guys have been doing, Norm, is not telling their doctors one thing one way or then another, but just replacing the turbine, putting a halfway decent turbine in the thing and getting it back to them. So
that's what we've been doing.
Yeah,
I've been working with Bud on it.
Yeah, so that's a great suggestion. And I think so what we need to do then is have some sort of a schematic made for the Chinese knockoff of the Kavo 636 handpiece.
Yeah, they use two different types of O-rings. They use the 40472 and a 10106. It's just strange.
It is strange. The only one I've seen, Norm, and for those of you out there who haven't seen this, it says Kavo on it, and it says 636. It might even say 636 CP. They've copied the logo and everything, but it's got an internal light generator. So if you run the air, it kind of turns a turbine inside there and then lights the light. Kavo hasn't done that with any of their handpieces. So if you do run across a Kavo handpiece with that internal light generator, that's that Chinese knockoff. So
it even is made in Germany.
Oh yeah, they didn't. I don't know if you've seen the box that it comes in, but they even copied that. It's just a total joke that, in my opinion, that our customs agents don't stop that kind of crap from coming across the border. But for whatever reason, they don't. And guys, you're starting to run into some of that stuff. The good news is you can put a new turbine in it and then overhaul it and then just treat it like any other handpiece in the doctor's arsenal. But, yeah, it's got some weird configurations. So I don't know what they are personally, Norm, but I'll get with Bud and have him come up with a, you know, a turbine repair list for you guys.
Hey, Dave, that Chinese handpiece also has a three-port water spray as to where the cable original only has the single port in the neck.
For the 636?
Right.
Okay, so you can come up with the, then you know exactly what Norm's talking about here, and you can come up with that.
David?
Okay. Yes.
I came across something like that, too, although it did not have cable, but it had that internal generator. And the doc said, it, you know, with fiber optic, the whole thing, and it looked really nice. It actually looked like, what's the other one that is a major knockoff in this country?
The MK Dent line?
No, the... doesn't matter. But anyway, the whole thing cost $30. Cost her $30, $35. She bought five at a time. If anything goes wrong with it, I mean, you know, all the, their answer was, well, if it's going to cost more than $20, I don't want it fixed because I can buy a brand new one for $30. So I don't know if it's even worth, you know, Bud to go to all the trouble. What do you think?
Well, it is in that some doctors basically understand that they essentially bought a shell for that price, but it's got a cheapo turbine in it. So as soon as that turbine goes bad, now start putting in at least an economy aftermarket turbine or just do an overhaul with bearings because they don't want to have 8 jillion hand pieces laying around. So they've taken advantage of the shell. And the only reason I'm saying that, Alex, is because several people have called and asked us to either overhaul the thing for them or put a new turbine in it. So these docs out there, some of them may be misled into thinking the darn thing's an actual CAVO, so they get it fixed, and some of them just don't want to hassle with ordering all these hand pieces on eBay every time, and what the heck, just have the thing overhauled like their other hand pieces. I hear what you're saying, though, Alex, 100%.
My doc, this is Norm, my doc wants them repaired. She doesn't care.
Yeah, that's great. And she knows she's getting an upgraded turbine in there immediately, right, Norm?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're stoked that they were able to buy these shells for $35 or $40, but now they just want to move forward with a decent turbine in the thing. It's almost like they got the handpiece for free, and then now they just need to overhaul it or put a new turbine in it when needed. But that's it's obviously a great point, Alex, because it's true. You know, if they could just do that every time, I guess they could, but... you know, the Chinese tried to release a plastic, I don't know if you guys remember, a plastic handpiece, a disposable handpiece, years ago, probably 6-8 years ago at least. And that just did not catch on at all. And this is kind of like a revamp of that same thing. Maybe because it's aluminum or metal, it'll catch on a little bit more. But in the end, these docks still want a decent turbine in there, thank God. So thanks for that, Norm. Okay, guys, anyone else with suggestions on the website?
Hey, Dave.
Or additional?
George.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
One thing I'd really like to see on the website is something about parts. So, for example, let's say you've got 1-0 whatever turbine with an A-A, what it's used for, what the warranty period would be, and also if there's been any recent problems. So if, let's say a lot of warranties been coming back all of a sudden, something like that would be really helpful.
Okay, kind of a, what would we title that page? Not the parts one, but like that could be its own deal, but then the potential problems page, I don't know.
Yeah, because then let's say I've got something and I've got a problem with it. Maybe I've got a couple of things that have come up, and I'm thinking, So otherwise, I'd just be calling you up and maybe be repeating the same thing 10 times, right? All
right.
All kinds of different people. Just a thought.
David, this is Owen.
Yes, sir.
I sometimes try to find out with what the difference between, you know, the how successful the dash A's or dash B's are in comparison to each other. And that would also help me if we could get that type of thing.
So kind of in the same line of what Gord just described,
yes,
as far as a parts description page, a warranty info, and life
expectancy,
lifespan results.
Yeah, just some type of analysis.
So obviously, yeah. So this analysis page for those that wanna have that in their arsenal.
This is Raven. What would be even really, I think, really cool with that would be if it was searchable. I know I go through the book to find the part numbers for, like, the burr tools, for a Jacob's chuck, for Lair's or something like that that I need to order for a doctor. And there's the guideline that says, okay, Lair's parts start at this number, and that's great, but you still got to read through the whole list. For those of us who are less familiar with the part numbers and the descriptions that they go with, an electronic list that we could search, okay, I'm looking for Midwest burr tool, and it would pop up, but it would, the analysis part for the bearings would be great if it was a link where you just clicked on the part number and you got that page of extra details for each part. I know it's a lot more work from a logistics web design standpoint,
right?
But an ideal tool would be would be the list with some basic facts that you could search or even put in order or put a keyword in and have it pull all the relevant items that have that keyword. But then if you click on the description or something, you get kind of like the Amazon.com thing where then you get the details of analysis, or maybe there's even an input box for people to go in and say, you know, I've been having trouble or I've been getting a lot of feedback that these are great, and they can add comments.
Okay, like a comment section. So
right,
on that page, you click on that page, and then there's like a comments section or kind of like a Yelp review section.
Yeah, like a Yelp review.
Comments. Okay, that's awesome. Searchable items, and then with Yelp review, although it's not going to be Yelp review because I know what it means. That's a great suggestion by you guys, for sure, and something that I hadn't even thought of and nobody had suggested up to this point, so that's great. I think we can do it, Raven. Maybe not per part number, but if I had a heading that said, like, bearings, right? And then it would click you to a page that had reviews of all the different bearings. And it might be a long page, but to do that, or one that said turbines, or one that said chuck spindle combos, or one that said, I don't know, burr tools, you were saying. Okay, no, that would work. As far as the searchable items, I know that an Excel file is searchable, so usually, if you open an Excel file, you can say search and then a column, and then you can actually put in a keyword. I don't know if you have Excel. And it should find that item on that Excel file item list that I released to you guys.
Yes,
I think I release it to you in Excel format. If I convert it to PDF, I don't have to. I can because I create it in Excel. So I can actually post that, and then if you just download that, it becomes basically a search engine for you through just opening it in Excel, which is cool. I don't know how I would do it online because I'm not a web designer, but I do know that Excel has already kind of taken that process and perfected it for us. So what I can do is actually post that file, and then you can just download the file or open the file even through the website, and then go into the search box and type in the keyword.
That would be great.
The key would be to make sure that I have the keywords kind of separated in the parts description. I know what I've done in a lot of cases is if it's a, you know, Lair's chuck spindle combo, I might, so it fits in the description, I might write LRS chuck spindle combo, which would goof you up, but I could do that.
David,
yes.
In Excel, if you highlight your whole spreadsheet and you press if you press the data, and then in the data tab on the top, once that the data tab displays, there's in the middle there's a thing called filter, It's like a cone, you know, one of these oil filter things that you put oil in the car in or oil in anywhere in. It says filter. If you click that filter that comes on, it will and then you click the row. For example, you highlight your description, and if you click on that, you will find that it'll come up and say you can search by content. In other words, if I'm looking for something that has Kavo, I'll say contains and put Kavo.
Right.
It will bring up everything in that column that has Kavo in it. And then you can, if you want to do it again, say I want it with Kavo and or it must have Kavo there and it must have bearing, then you put Kavo in the top one and you put and then there's a second row where you can put contains bearing. But then the problem that or the opportunity that I have, or the, you know, is that sometimes bearing is spelled B-E-A-R-I-N-G, and sometimes it's B-E-B-R-N-G, I think. B-E-B-R-N-G,
right, right, where I shorten it up. Right.
Yeah,
and
I understand that you have to shorten
that
because you may be constrained by space on your machine. But so you need to know that. Because,
okay,
so
you know what? I did not know that, but of course, as you were just describing that process to me, I opened up an item list and did exactly what you said. I highlighted everything by clicking the little button in the top left.
Mm-hmm.
I went to data, and then I clicked on that filter button that
yeah.
you just mentioned.
Yes.
At the top row, it gives you these little down arrows. You can click which
That's
column
right.
you want to be in, i.e. item description.
Yeah.
And then I typed in Burr Tool.
Yeah.
And then it narrowed the field down to like 12 items.
That's
and
right.
listed them all.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. I will get with you after this conference, Irwin, and maybe we can go through that process again, and I can send out that quick little bit of instruction you just gave me so that people can use that as a search tool.
I will write that up with pleasure.
Okay.
With pictures and everything.
I appreciate that, Irwin. I absolutely
no
would love that.
And then you can let everybody have it.
I never knew that until you just told me right now. So
yeah.
I'm sure there's other people that maybe didn't 100% understand the process that you just went through,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of did it as you were describing it, and it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess the piece I'm missing is where out on the site is the Excel file?
Yeah. Well, it's not there, so I would have to download it for you.
Okay.
Okay, that was step one, Raven.
Yeah.
I've got to
Sorry.
Actually, right.
Ed,
I've got, yes.
I have another question. It's not too much of what you've been talking about, but this new click and ship thing that we're going to have to be doing as far as making return labels, has there been any more information out on that?
I have heard through the grapevine. So that's a great question, Norm. I'm so glad you just brought it up because I would have probably forgot to mention it otherwise. The click and ship processes and expenses that Dave Reinhardt introduced to us several months ago and that everybody's been pretty much up in arms about, not just us, but everybody in the United States of America has been using this program. And the new expense that they're saying with the merchandise return labels that's going to be necessary. Apparently there's been obviously such a backlash by the American public that they are putting that program on hold. Initially they were going to install it as mandatory starting January 15th of 2015.
Yeah.
The latest news that I heard the other day as a rumor, so I still have to contact my local Los Angeles and Southern California rep, who I have spoken with in the past, the rumor is they are putting that indefinitely on hold.
Yeah!
So, yeah. So the business reply mail labels that you are all currently using, right now, moving forward, those are still going to be in play.
I was going to have to reprint, and I didn't want to have to reprint some if I was going to have to change.
Right. Now, so far it's just a rumor that I had heard that, so I do need to get a hold of at least the Los Angeles County Post Office Administrator. I can't remember his title offhand right now, but I've got his number and contact information, and he's fairly easy to get a hold of compared to most government services. But I heard probably 2 weeks ago from a franchise owner who talked to his local postmaster, and the guy said that that program is being put on hold. So great question, Norm, and good news, I think, in that avenue. I know Richard Razzo in Arizona really got stuck in a tight place because his postmaster would not let him print new business reply mail labels when he purchased that business from Tim Anderson, and he did go ahead and pay that merchandise return label fee. But it looks like moving forward that may be either an on-hold program or maybe something they hopefully get rid of altogether. So thank you, Norm, and I will update you guys because I know that is a hot topic and something that you guys really need to know moving forward. Anything else, guys? Kind of open floor at this point. If you guys want to change subject from the website to something else, I'm fine with that. Got 45 minutes in on that, and I think we've covered all our bases there.
Hey, Dave, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Quick question on the bearing. In the Copilot, there's one sheet that describes bearings and their sizes. I've discovered that's not a very complete list. And I was wondering if there would be a cool way to update that and get that up on the
Absolutely.
Website
that
also.
List was created probably years ago, and we just keep reissuing it. So
yeah.
A bearing size chart update.
Yeah. Well,
size
and some of the differences in them.
Update.
Some of the differences in them, I find that, you know, they've got the same number, and then the letters at the end are a little bit different. Physically, they appear to be the same, but what's the difference in them?
You know? Right. That's a great question. I'll just give you one example. So a 40405C bearing is a New Hampshire ball bearing, that C bearing, right? 250 by...
Yep.
125 ID by 0.0926. So anyway, so any number, any other bearing number that's 40405C is going to be that exact same dimension, but now something's going to be added to it. So there's
yep.
a 40405C CER, which just means the balls are ceramic. There's a 40405CM, which means it's a myonic bearing. There's a 40405CB, which is a Barden bearing. So, yeah. That's a great idea, Mike.
Is it the 1101 DG, DB, D, you know?
Yep, yep, exactly.
And
so although the numbers, no numbering system I think in this industry is perfect because so much new stuff keeps hitting the market every year, it's hard to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had, in our opinion, simplified part numbers originally, and it just gets more and more confusing with the additional letters and dash C and dash CM and 70116L Cinia dash A dash LED. I mean, it's just gotten rather confusing just with all the additional items that have been added over the years, Mike.
Yep.
So I just wrote down that.
Yeah, anyways.
Agreed.
Because,
yeah,
you know, at 10 o'clock at night, I'm sitting there, I've got something apart, and it's like, okay, I'm measuring a bearing and trying to figure out what it is, and it's not in the list and a different size, and okay, what do I do now? So that's kind of I go to that bearing list quite a bit, actually.
Okay, no, that's absolutely a great suggestion as well, Mike. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mike. All right, anything else, guys? Well, another great meeting. Once again, here's what's going to happen today, just to give you guys a quick update. Obviously, I'm going to get this meeting posted to the TDC Connected site, and then also my project for today is to, while I'm in there doing that, is to separate those meeting recordings into years. So obviously we started in K-1 God, it was either the very end of 2011 or the start of 2012. So we'll have a 2012 page of meeting recordings, a 2013 page, and now a 2014 page. And that'll allow you guys to download this stuff and listen to it a lot faster and a lot easier. And then we'll get cracking on this other stuff. So thank you very much for your input today, guys, and have a great day. Talk to you guys all later.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.